The whole package with this was just so great. And then I folded it up, pulled out the pencil, and started sketching while I waited for my plane.
Now, wait a minute on the pencil thing.
Yes.
How the hell did you get a pencil?
Apple provided pencils to people reviewing them.
I'm not the only person. The pencil, I got online pretty quick. It was like 4 in the morning our time. And there were no pencils to be had. It said December. You'll get yours December 7th.
People are saying on Twitter that they're getting them in stores today. Like they're finding a bunch of them
in
stores
today. So like
it
could go in the store.
Well, they've always been available. I've been hearing that stores are getting literally one or two and not necessarily overnight to stock. I'm meaning that there's a shipment at 1 in the afternoon that they don't know about and they got two pencils in. So if you are really, really hot to get a pencil before whatever is promised to be delivered, it is worth calling around or just if there's an Apple store on your way home, just stop by that Apple store. Just like you're looking for limited edition short pack Star Wars figures, you got to just keep dropping in and hope that you get lucky.
Yes, Serenity got hers at her local Apple store today.
All right. So I'm going to get mine next week because I've already ordered it. I don't want to. But why? Why, Apple? Because really, truthfully, do you think this thing without the pencil is the pencil seems like a very big part of this.
There is. We are not happy there are no pencils, and you have to believe that no one at Apple is happy that there aren't sufficient quantity of pencils. It's part of, you know, Apple sprints for their deadline all the time, and occasionally they don't make it. There are so many things that have to come together for this kind of aggressive product development, and it's like a miracle that Windows boots up on the wide variety of hardware that it does every day. It's a miracle the iPhone comes in the way it does every year after year, and we've seen sometimes like the Apple TV came in hot, the iPad Mini 3 came in hot last year, and now they just could not coordinate everything to get pencils in store on time. And the alternative is to hold the iPad, but you can't really sell an iPad after Black Friday. It's just not how people buy things. They could have held the pencils and released all the pencils at once in December, but it's sort of like, well, we want to get them to as many people as we can. So it's sort of making the best of a bad situation for them.
I think that once you, like all really great things, once you get it, you will forget about how long you had to wait for it. It's amazing.
It's fun. I was using the Notes app to sketch with. I don't know if this can be seen or not, but
here, go full screen on. Oh, look at that. Oh, I saw that. You posted that. That's Tim Cook announcing the iPad Pro.
And I just started trying because
you're an artist. See, for me, it's not going to help. I'm an idiot. I've got. No...
I started this is a friend of mine.
Oh, that's
I started
a great
trying to do some color stuff.
So, as an artist, this is a great platform, right?
Leo, there's two things about it that make it terrific. And just for some background, I went to school for art. I drew every day after school for hours, went to college in a fine arts program. And then I worked in design where I used Wacom tablets for over 10 years. And this is the closest thing I've ever felt to when I used to just draw with a pencil on paper. And it's not exactly the same way, but it's super close. And the nice thing is with a program like Procreate, I used to do all the kind of art, like I did oils and pastel, and then just going to the store, buying the stuff, coming, setting up, cleaning up. It became, as time got more and more constrained, I just didn't take the stuff out anymore. It's sitting in a closet now. And with this, I just pick a brush, start there, and now I'm doing a watercolor.
Yeah.
And it's like paperless art.
Would it be, if they made a pencil version for an iPad Air or a Mini, would it be
iPad
as good?
Air 3. So the technology you need. So
no, I understand, but I'm saying next generation. Let's say they make.
Yeah.
Do you need all that real estate? Is the question.
I would love an iPad Air 3 with the same type of 240 hertz refresh rate and the electromagnetic stuff in it. To be honest, I would love this in an iPhone 6 Plus. I know some people are complaining about the lack of Touch ID, but these are all different technologies. Like the force press in the watch is different than the force press in the Mac, is different than 3D Touch, is different than the pressure sensitive pen.
Right.
And you start putting all those things together and you got really thick, really heavy screens. So they have to sort of pick and choose for now. But in a perfect world, I would have a little Field Notes version on my iPhone 6 Plus where I could sit there and doodle out in the park or something. I'm a huge fan of this technology.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. Renee is absolutely right. I mean, I'm not really an artist, but it just allows you to play and make mistakes. And I've never drawn with color, but I mean, because I just don't understand how mixing colors works and how the tools work. The fact that you can just screw around, work based on a photo, and just make mistakes and make them very easily. It's like Procreate has become like my favorite game, my favorite iPad game ever. Because you're just got some time to kill and you just want to fool around. And every time I've sat down thinking I was just going to fool around for a second because, oh, I want to test this out or I just want to see if this works, it's like 3 hours later and now I've created something that maybe isn't great, but I'm sort of now invested in. It's just amazing. And I think pencil's part of it.
I think the thing that you have to remember with the pencil, what Apple was able to do was reduce any latency. And that's the big part about the pencil. Now, when I spoke with Apple about how the pencil works, between the pencil and the screen and the technology that's built into both of those, the screen actually tries to predict where you're going to go. So if you're drawing a circle, it'll predict that you're drawing a circle and the pressure that you have on that line, and it will intelligently go back and backfill the line and the prediction so that it's exact to what you actually did. So if at the end you put a little bit more pressure on the pencil, it will backfill that. Now, that's not something you can actually see because it's happening so quickly that you don't see it happening. And that's incredible to think about that it's predicting where you're going to go, then goes back and backfills where you actually went, but does it in an amount of time that's not visible to you as a user. That's crazy.